Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Oh my God, hi babe. If I sound like I'm annoyed right now, it is because I am, because I just had some mic troubles. But we'll get to that in a second. It's Diana Jebbia, the host of the Believe in Bravo Besties podcast. Make sure you follow me on Instagram if you aren't already. That's Diana Jebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A, Instagram and TikTok. While you're on the IG, go ahead and follow Believe. They're at Believe Network and Believe Lifestyle. And that is literally the third time I've said that because, as I mentioned, I've had some mic issues. And if you listen to last week's episode, like, it literally sounded like I was broadcasting underwater. I did all my best to try and normalize it. And I'm like, why the hell does it sound this bad? So I thought it was because I recorded from my couch instead of my little closet. And I came in here and it was like still the same thing. Anyway, long and short of it is I didn't have the correct setting in Adobe Audition toggled off, which it's a rookie mistake. Someone of my years of audio experience should have known better. So I'm so sorry you had to suffer through that terrible audio from the intro last week. I'm glad we got everything up and running again because I'm really excited for today's episode. Oh my God. I have Glenys McCarthy on. She is a comedian, voiceover artist, and huge Bravo fan. Host of the podcast Watch It. She does it with her husband, Matt. They're both hysterical. Of course, we're going to go more into this when she comes on. But I had a really great chat with her about Scandoval. She's one of us. Like, she's really riled up and passionate about all this. I love it when you find people who are just as passionate about people they don't know as you are. Like, nothing bonds to people more than having opinions about people they've never met. Before you do listen, though, I do want to let you guys know that this was recorded before the reunion aired, and I am recording this intro before the reunion airs. So if we were wrong about any of our predictions, just keep that info in your noggin. Don't add us. We're nice people. But without any further ado, I'm so excited for this. Glenys McCarthy, everybody. Well, hello, babes. I'm so excited today. Like, I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity because I listen to this guest pretty much once a week, sometimes more. She is a voiceover artist, comedian, and host of the podcast Watch It with her husband, Matt. And let me tell you, they crack me up. Like, I will be in public listening to them and I will just be laughing, probably looking like an absolute weirdo. And you know what's even better? Like, she's obsessed with Bravo, just like us. Totally hooked on this Scandoval. So I want you to give a big Bravo Besties welcome to Glenys McCarthy. Oh,
yay! Thank you for having me. What an
introduction. Oh my God, thank you so much for coming. I know, I'm so excited. Like, literally, like, it just feels like, I don't know, like I said, I'm in the presence of a celebrity because I just listen to you all the time.
I love that. When we post.
Yes.
When we post our show once a week, if not less.
But it's like, you know what? Good things come in small packages, except like less packages. I don't know. You would make that saying.
That's
work.
Right. That's yeah. Right. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's right.
Yes. So, well, tell me a little bit about Watch It. How did you and Matt come up with it? Why did you start it? All that good stuff.
I mean, we're always trying to collaborate. You know, we had like a variety show that we did on stage called the oh God, what the hell was it called? Never mind. Doesn't matter. we had a variety show. We've been dating since 2007, married since 2011. And we both did comedy in New York. So we've just always collaborated. So with this, he had a podcast watching things and it was taking like 4 hours. I'll be honest. He was like watching a little bit of the movie and then he would talk about it. And then he'd watch a little bit of the movie and talk about it. And I was like, this is unacceptable. So I'm like, I never see you anymore. And you're not here. So we need to figure something out. Plus, it's just nice to be able to, like, have this time to spend together, and we, like, it's established. We connect to each other. We talk to each other. And it's hard when you're, you know, when you have a kid and you have a life and whatever. So,
yeah. Yeah, you guys are amazing. I DM'd you when I first listened that you guys reminded me of, oh my God, Garth and Kat on SNL, like, except if they actually came prepared and knew what the hell they were doing.
We try, you know, we try. But that's a good thing about having such a long history together is that we, you know, we have this rapport and finish each other's sandwiches.
Yes, yes. Love that reference there. All right, we're going to talk, move into Bravo. So I ask everyone who comes on my podcast this question because it's called Believe in Bravo Besties. So if you could have a Bravo bestie and it like literally be anyone, like I'm talking Walter from like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, who would it be and what would you do on a day together?
Oh, okay. So I'm going to go with Lala.
Good answer.
Is my first choice. Mm-hmm. Carol from Real Housewives of New York is my second choice because she's a princess and she's just cool as shit. But I once saw Lala in the Target in Van Nuys, and I was wearing this. It was around Thanksgiving. She had just broken up with Randall, and she was with her mom and her baby, and I saw her, and I was like, oh my God, it's Lala. And so I text everybody I know, and then I see her clock the jacket that I'm wearing, and I'm like, oh, right, we would be best friends if we knew each other. If I was on the show, we'd be besties. So there's my answer.
She's so cool. First of all, I need to go to the Target in Van Nuys now. Like I normally go to West Hollywood, even though that one's closer to me. So I'm just going to be lurking Target in Van Nuys. I've met her twice. Once at Sir, and like, again, like you said, just the coolest person on the planet. I was a babbling idiot and she was like, oh my God, I love your hair. And I'm like, blah, 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 huh, thanks. And then recently I got to go to one of her like pop-up events for Give Them Lala. And she was just so open about her situation with Randall and how she's come out the other side, and she's like a really strong woman.
Yeah, she's very strong, very smart, and I just love how honest she is. You know, yeah. I can't handle the phoniness. That's why, you know, we'll get into it, but that's why I never liked Raquel in the first place. Or, you know, Tom Sandoval. But I'm a very good judge of character. And from the beginning, I was like, I don't give a fuck what this girl does. She's honest about it. She owns it. And she is not ashamed to, like, wear her shit with pride. So I just love that about her.
Yeah. Did you watch on Hulu the Randall scandal? Yeah.
No, I like brought it up last night and I was so tired. I was like, I know I'm not going to be able to finish this. So you watched it?
Oh, yeah. Get ready to be horrified.
Oh no. Oh God.
Like not even stuff with Lala, like just some other stuff. Like I know you and I know your points of view. And there were times I literally audibly gasped at the TV. I'm going to watch it again. Cause you know, like we watch TV and we have our phones open. Yeah. And like, I really want to give it a second watch, but oh my God, this guy's dirtbag.
Yeah. It takes a lot to make me gasp. And when I do gasp, I'm like, oh wow. I still can have reactions. Look at that.
I'm feeling not still inside. Apply to me.
The world hasn't numbed me after all.
Well, that's always a okay. good thing. Hey, if you could wake up and be like, this world hasn't numbed me because it's really going to shit. Like that's an accomplishment all in itself.
Yeah, I still quiet things. I still laugh hysterically when Tom Sandoval cries. You know, oh my I'm not God. Dead inside.
Oh, my God. Like that, please. I mean, I guess we can get into it now because it's just so ridiculous. But he was definitely fake crying. And the thing that pissed me off is he fake cried so hard with Lisa and Schwartz, but yet barely cried with Ariana. And I'm like, if you're going to put on the act, why are you putting on the act with both of them and not the person you hurt? Like...
Yeah, well, I feel like there's this weird, I feel like he's unable to admit any sort of wrongdoing. So he can't let down his guard in front of Ariana. It's like he's blaming her for things that it's like, oh, she didn't change the toilet paper rolls. But I just feel like the things that he was saying, it's like he knew he was at fault, but it's just the classic guy kind of thing to be like, no, not me. I didn't do it. And then when he finally gets around people that he's like, oh shit, I did. I fucked up. I don't think the emotions are fake. I think he really fucked up, but he's such a bitchy little drama queen that, like, they just come out in a way that's so inauthentic. And that's no offense to drama queens, as one myself. It's just so inauthentic, you know?
Yeah. And, like, the part where he said, oh, she could have followed me. Like, sir, do you not realize what just came out of your mouth?
I know. He's very disassociated, and so is Raquel. I feel like they're different sides of the same coin, which is why they were attracted to each other.
Totally. Totally. Backtracking a quick sec, I want to know what first got you hooked on Bravo. Like, were you not lifelong Bravo fan, but like since its inception, or did you get more hooked when it became more popular?
You mean just Bravo shows in general?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, I watched The OC from the beginning. I didn't watch Vanderpump Rules from the start though. My friend Jessica Joy was very into it. And I just was like, well, I felt like I was too different, you know, like with the Housewives, I was like, I don't know, there's something that I can relate to. I felt like I was afraid I couldn't relate to anything that these younger kids were, you know, going through. Then I started watching it and I was like, oh shit, this is the best. And I had some friends recently who stopped watching Vanderpump Rules and I was like, no. And this was before the scandal. I was like, no, you got to come back to it. It's so good. It's so fun. It's so satisfying. And they came back just in time for the scandal. So that was great. But I love every Housewives. I love Below Deck. I love, I don't watch any of the like Southern Charm. Thank you. I don't watch those, but I love me the Housewives. I'm rewatching the Housewives of New York right now. I'm on season 9. So I started from the beginning and, you know, it's just my comfort. It's my safe space.
Yeah. I feel like I need to give Housewives of New York another shot from the beginning. Cause I was in high school when that came out and I lived on Staten Island at the time. And I was like, these women don't represent me in their brownstone homes.
Yeah.
And then Jersey came out and I'm like, now these are my people.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like if I were to go back and watch from season 1 in a different light, like I'd probably appreciate it more.
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, they think they are sophisticated and some of them are, but there's just the nuances of their personalities are so great where they're just like, I'm on the forefront of fashion and I'm, you know, I'm a connect people. And it's like, oh, but you're just an alcoholic, really. you're just a busybody, you know?
Yeah.
It's great. I love Roni. It's the best.
What do you think about the new season? Are you going to watch?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I was just talking to Matt about this on Watch It because he said that some people were like, why don't you ever talk about Bravo? And I'm like, yeah, that's true. I don't talk about Bravo enough. But yeah, it's strange to have a whole new cast. I think it's good. I feel like it's appropriate. I feel like the cast had kind of run its course and now they get to have their not legends. What is it called? Is it legends?
Legacy.
Thank you. Yeah. So now they get to have that. I feel like I trust their judgment in choosing Housewives. I think it'll be good, you know?
Yeah. I'll give it a shot. I'm like, I'll try anything once.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's my comfort viewing, you know? Yeah. I'll put it on while I'm working. I'll put it on while I'm cleaning. And I just rewatch it ad nauseum.
Yeah, same. I also do the thing where I put it on to like go to sleep and put the sleep timer on sometimes.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah. Do you have crazy dreams?
No, not only if I smoke weed before bed.
Like then, yeah, like I was on vacation in a beautiful, and I just all I wanted to do was fight with people. It was so strange.
I had like a dream where like I rewrote the song Africa by Toto, but about like magical cake mix. Like,
oh, okay.
Weird stuff like that.
Okay. That's very specific.
I know. Someone once told me someone once told me I should publish a book about like my weird thoughts and dreams. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about that.
I know. Well, we all have them. It's very relatable.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So bringing it back to Scandoval, I want to know, what did you think when you first heard the news? I feel like we can all remember what we were doing, where we were when we first saw that E! News alert. Did you buy it? Because I wasn't buying it at first.
I didn't buy it at first. I was like, you know, this stuff, it happens all the time. There's always cheating rumors in every iteration of any Bravo, you know, in the Bravo universe. There's always cheating rumors. There's always something going on. So I was like, ah, I don't know. I can't see that happening. It's not that I didn't think Raquel would do it. It's not that I didn't think Tom would do it. I just was like, this seems outrageous.
Yeah.
Because Ariana is so lovable. We all love Ariana. We all feel for Ariana. I mean, I don't think there's a person out there that you know, wasn't Team Ariana from the beginning. I don't know. It just seemed too outrageous.
Yeah. That was my thought too. And like you said, it wasn't that I didn't think that Tom or Raquel was capable of that. I just thought they were the oddest pairing. So I kind of went through this in stages of acceptance. Like at first I was like, no, that's not true. And then I saw Ariana deleted her profile. I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess they broke up. Then I heard cheating with Raquel and I'm like, no, that's definitely not true. And then it was confirmed and I was like, huh? But we also didn't see, like, we were only a few episodes into the season. So all the stuff about her being shady didn't come out yet.
Right. Now, in retrospect, we look back and we're like, oh, my God, all the signs were there. And Lala, again, Lala was the one who said it first. She said, I think there's something going on with those two. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and actually, like, had concrete-ish evidence, you know. I mean, I'm not attracted to either of them. I find them both like completely obnoxious and annoying. So I can't imagine someone wanting to fuck either of them. Oh, excuse me.
No, you can curse. You can curse away.
I can't imagine that. So I'm just like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Of all the people, you know, but whatever.
Yeah, totally. Oh my God, I just lost my train of thought. It'll come back to me. But anyway, let me just click my notes because now I just, oh, okay. Schwartz. Do you think that he knew more than he was letting on? Because I'm like, even on the show when he said like, oh, well, I knew for a month and then I knew more. Like, I feel like he knew since the beginning.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Of course he did. He is so far up Sandoval's butthole. Like, he knows everything. He knows what he had for lunch 10 years ago. He's so far up there. You know, like this guy. I mean, I like Schwartz. I have a soft spot for Schwartz, even though he is so infuriatingly, I don't know what's going on with him. He's just out there, you know, he's out to lunch, but I have a soft spot for him. But you know, that kind of, I understand why he was protecting his friend. I do think he knew pretty much everything. How could he not? But, I lost a little bit of respect for him with that. But then again, he's kind of like a puppy. It's like a puppy that pees on the carpet. You can't get mad at the dog. It's a dog, you know? They don't know how to use the toilet.
It's so true. I think Katie hit the nail on the head when she was talking to him. And it was like, if you want to do the right thing for once, or however she phrased it, it was like, tell the truth for once. And I was like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been really frustrating seeing the way that he's sort of helped to perpetuate this narrative about Katie being this harsh, you know, I don't know, harpy. I don't know what the right word for it is, but she's just such a strong woman. I love Katie. You know, she's strong, she's smart, she's powerful. We love her. But I don't know how she survived with Tom. Like, it would have been real with Schwartz. It would have been really frustrating. I can imagine, you know.
Yeah. And it's like these two duds of men landed two really strong women. And it's like they done fucked up.
Well, isn't that the way?
Yeah.
Isn't that the way? You know, it's always like we're just told that we need to settle, I guess. That's the story we're told. From
that
a very
is
young age.
So true. I remember what I wanted to say now. Lala clocking everything. I've been like, this thing is taking over my life. So I've been listening to all the podcasts and whatever. And she said, I don't remember if it was in her podcast or Sheena's, but she brought this up to producers. And at first they were like, well, like, there's no concrete evidence. So like, you can mention it, but we're not really going to focus on it. But like, thank God she brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she did not, like, I don't know. This season would have been so different. Like, the whole course of, they probably would have gotten away with it, maybe. Like, we still wouldn't know.
Maybe. I wonder, because, I mean, it would have come out eventually. when he drops his phone and she picks up the phone, was that in this last episode that came out? Like,
yeah.
When did we find? Oh, okay. So yeah, possibly they would have gotten away with it. You're right. Yeah. And then it would have just been one of those other things where it comes out after and it's like, oh, they were fucking, you know,
yeah.
But wow. Yeah. You're totally right.
I think that was like Sandoval's plan all along. Like,
oh, of course. Of course it was.
We'll get through this season, have the break. I'll break up with her. And then it's like, we're magically together.
And you know what? I think, now listen, I could go off about Raquel, and I may, but she, you know, it's almost worse. Like, they're both horrible, but I can't imagine being like, you're my best friend and I love you so much. Meanwhile, I'm fucking your boyfriend. Like, I can't imagine that. But I do think that she is one of the most insecure people I've ever met. I've never met her. She's one of the most insecure people on the planet. I'm getting ahead of myself.
I would have said the same thing too. So it's fine.
I've ever met. She's my best friend. I hate her. But I think there's something to this pageant life.
Yeah.
That, you know, like when a kid becomes famous when they're little, it fucks their sense of, like, you know, emotional maturity, I guess. They kind of get stunted. I feel like it's the same way with pageants. Mm-hmm. Like, there's this, you know, this sense, this bubble, and they are told all these amazing things about themselves, and they win these awards, and they're the center of attention. And I think she's very stunted in that way. She even said in the car, like, I don't know who I am. I can't make any decisions for myself. So she gets all her validation from men. So she's just, like, checked out. Like, this girl has no clue. And I really think when it hits her, do you think she's pregnant, by the way?
No, I actually have that on my list too. It was confirmed confirmed by an exclusive source to ET that she wasn't. Those rumors pissed me off so much because as much as Raquel Rachel like sucks, like it just feels icky when people speculate about pregnancy with appearances and then not even with appearances because it's such a touchy subject.
Yeah, I agree. And that just adds a whole other level to, like, okay, we need to turn off the cameras. Like, this is not about the show. This is their own personal life. Like, you're totally right about that. And we do need to call her Rachel, by the way. You're right. but she's just so insecure. This poor thing. I feel sorry for her, but I also am just like, Jesus Christ, lady, when this hits you, you're just going to have a meltdown if you haven't already.
Yeah.
It may be years before she really truly understands the weight of what she's done to her friend. Like, it's sick.
Yeah. About the pageant stuff, I was listening to the Vile Files today and he had Charlie on, and apparently Charlie and Raquel did pageants together.
Oh. Like,
did not know that. And apparently Rachel like never placed. Like,
oh,
it,
really?
Was
oh.
It yeah. She never really placed. She never got anywhere with it. And Charlie was like, I left at one point because I'm like, all right, I got everything I could out of people telling me I'm pretty and like I'm ready to seek validation in other places in my life, like my career and stuff like that, and feel self-fulfilled. And she said she really thinks like Raquel, Rachel, like never got to that point. And it just shows so much because the way she just hopped from like man to man and unavailable men, like,
yeah,
it's just sad.
Yeah, I feel for her, you know, as somebody who has dealt with a lot of insecurities in the past. I definitely feel for her.
Same.
But, and I'm really glad I was never on a reality show. You know, that would have been really bad, a disaster. And this is about as disastrous as they come, you know, for her. So it's interesting. Like, she's just, and now she's messed up her chance of, you know, ever having any sort of anything on Bravo, or I mean, she's done, you know. That, and that's the unfortunate thing with like women, is that once we're canceled, we're done. There's no, you know, there's no coming back, unlike men.
Yeah, unlike that was actually on my list to ask you, like, if you think she's gonna come back for the next season. Do you think Tom's even gonna come back for the next season?
I could see Tom coming back because his ego is so big. He just it overshadows everything else. But with Raquel, Rachel, I don't know. I don't think so. I really don't think she'll come back. She doesn't seem to me to be, you know, like if this had happened to Sheena, let's say, mm-hmm. or anybody else. I could see them having enough confidence or enough, I don't even know what the word for it is, just having enough delusion in a, you know, to come back and be like, okay, fine, I'm going to rewrite my story. I'm going to, you know, this is important to me. I don't know. I feel like Rachel's just going to move to Indiana and like, that's, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I feel like she'd play house. Yeah, she's done.
That's a good point, because we've seen Jax do this stuff to less of an extent. And even now Kristen came back and I saw at least some growth on Kristen's end.
Sure. Definitely.
She like looks like she has a new glow about her. Like, I really love that moment between her and Ariana.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I love the that she's, you know, there's internal, there's a journey. You can see the journey going on, and now she's helping her friend. I loved that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think Rachel's just, she does, she's not that evolved, unfortunately. She is like a child, you know, with her galaxy lights. She's going to, maybe she'll open a galaxy light distributor. I don't know.
Oh my God. I don't know why I just thought of this, but like on Route 9 in Jersey, there was like a lighting world shop, and I just like pictured her, like Raquel's Galaxy Lighting World, like on Route 9 in Freehold.
She's like, I don't know what I want. I don't know who I am. Welcome to Galaxy Lights. Do you know what you want?
Because I sure don't.
I sure don't. Oh my Tell God. Me who I am.
That's hysterical. Has like a breakdown with every single customer that walks in.
She's like, now the lights are off. Now the lights are on. They're like, oh my God, we gotta go.
She's spilling like marinara sauce all over the rug or whatever she brought into the Oh my God.
Rachel. So sad.
What a mess. So sad.
But I would say all this to her face.
No, same.
I may not say it to her face, but I would be like, honey, you fucked up. And I don't think there's a lot going on up here. So
yeah. Someone once told me it's not mean if it's true. And is that the nicest advice? No, but does it make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of done protecting people that are just, that have no interest in personal growth. You know, like, she needs to figure her shit out. And when she does, she's going to look back and be like, oh, they were right. I wasn't, you know, I can look back on myself having grown from this insecure, you know, competitive asshole. And I can look back at myself and be like, oh yeah, those absolutely. If you said that about me, I would totally agree.
Same.
Not now, you know, now I'm evolved a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Why do you think that America has like just taken this story and welcomed it with open arms? I mean, this was on CNN. Ariana got invited to the White House dinner, and I get so mad when people are like, well, it's just someone cheating. I'm like, no, to me it's different. Do you feel it's different?
Yeah, and I'm not sure why it's different. I know we love, it's like we're waiting for this to happen in every reality show. It's like we want something that's Shakespearean, you know, with the betrayal and the level of, you know, drama and, you know, deception. It's just, it's so, and also to see it in real time, you know, to see it unfold almost in real time and be able to look back on it. I'm not sure why it captured the nation's attention. I think that things are really upsetting right now, and we kind of need a distraction. So there's that. But I think we also just, we love a Shakespearean drama. We're just all too dumb to actually read Shakespeare, myself included.
Right? I read the Spark Notes in high school. I was like, Julius Caesar, what is this?
That's more than I've done. That's more than I've done. I took a Shakespeare class and I was like, nope, no thank you. And I left.
Not for me.
Not for me.
That's hysterical. I think for me, I mean, I can really see why it's different for the fans, because I feel like Tom has just been in his own mind the picture of like moral perfectness and the highest example and preaching. You know, even though Stassi wasn't the greatest person, he like would always call her out and Jax, and now it's like, you were the asshole all this time.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real here. We're all on a reality show, right? Yeah. So there's a certain level of gutterness that comes with that. You know, Lala excluded, Katie excluded, Ariana excluded. Okay, we're excluding the people we know. Yeah. But I mean, there is a certain level of like, okay, great. So you're calling me a snake. You're a rat. You know, what's the difference? Like,
yeah.
He just he's anybody who walks around saying I'm better than anybody else, they, although I may have been doing that a little bit with Rachel, but anybody who does that, I feel like they're the worst of them all.
Yeah.
You know, don't you think? Like, you spot it, you got it, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Which I did get from from the Housewives of New Jersey, actually, I think.
I don't remember that one. I was like, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
But you spot it, you got it, baby. Because it's just, you're kind of calling out what you're most insecure about in yourself, but in everyone else. So you feel like you're doing good in a way. You're making up for your shortcomings.
Right. And Stassi was obnoxious as, you know, but she would look back on herself. She's more evolved now. Mm-hmm. She would look back on herself and say the same thing. She and Beau actually go to my son's, take Harper to my son's dance school. So I see them every once in a while. Yeah. It's really cute.
That's so cute. But
exactly. It's so cute. But it's like she's evolved and Tom has not. So, you know, what does it matter? You know, like somebody once called out the Beastie Boys for being like sexist. And they were like, well, you know, I'd rather evolve than stay the same person my whole life. Like what?
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. But I think Tom has stayed the same person and Tom is going to, unless there is some profound, you know, he quits the reality show, he decides to go to therapy, you know, he really looks internally, he's just going to evolve into an older man who is still dating, you know, preying on younger women, and there's just going to be no growth whatsoever. And he's going to keep calling out women for whatever he's feeling insecure about.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, because earlier you said you thought he would be back for season 11, 12, whatever it is. Stassi was like, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, I'm not in a place to do it anymore. I've moved on. And that's how you can even see right there, like, different growth.
Yep. Exactly. And like, look at Bo. Like, Bo seems like such a nice guy. He comes off as such a genuinely, you know, nice guy. And so I can't imagine that he would want to be with somebody who didn't have those same qualities, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as much as like we love Ariana, I feel like who knows what their relationship really was. You know, it seems like she was holding him at arm's length, maybe a little bit, you know, and maybe there was a reason for that, you know, maybe she knew that there was something that untoward about him, or I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. I feel like maybe mostly everyone I know I've done it stayed in a relationship for like way too long, like past its due date, but I at least didn't handle it like Tom, you know?
Right. Right. I mean, both her and Katie, it seems like maybe there was some, you know, you get a little depressed in the relationship, you could become complacent. And then Ariana was going through all that garbage, you know, losing her grandma, losing her dog. And like, it could have gone on for years, you know, if he had not cheated or if he had not eventually broke up with her. Yeah, I think there's this. Plus, I think women really want to make things work. You know, we really want to fix things. We stay way too long. You're right. It's just, it's sad.
So before all this broke out, because we were getting a pretty damn interesting season before it broke out, and there was the whole Vegas thing and the galaxy lights and everyone, you know, mocking Raquel and the kiss with Oliver, would you still have been on Lala and Katie's side, or would you have sided more with Raquel?
I always side with Lala and Katie. Same. I mean, yeah. Like, you know, I mean, it just, that whole interaction with Oliver felt a little gross to begin with. And I was like, well, it might be editing, you know, they may have cut out, but whatever. Lala's the bigger person. She's like, go for it. Whatever. I'm not in competition with you. You are not my contemporary, you know? So, I would still side with them, but I would have been like, whatever. Raquel is just figuring herself out. She's a 12-year-old learning to walk, you know, like it's just sad to see, really.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would just have a little more sympathy for her.
Yeah. I feel like I was so disappointed in her personally, because last season when she finally left James, I literally was like, go, girl. Like, this guy sucks. And then it was like, no, what are you doing?
No, I know. I really thought that she was going to turn things around. And how does he – now, what's his – I'm forgetting her name. What's his
– Allie?
Allie. I really like Allie.
Yeah, she seems level-headed as all hell.
Yeah, she really does. And she seems to really not like him very much. So how long is this going to last?
I know. I feel like she tolerates him at best.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, ugh, you're such a child. I love her. I want her to stay and him to go. Although he's good TV, but he also makes me nervous with his drinking. I don't like to watch that, you know?
Yeah.
It makes me very uncomfortable because I just feel like he's just really going to do something that is going to be horrible eventually. Yeah. You know?
Like playing with fire almost.
Yeah. Yeah. But I felt the same way with Raquel. I was like, okay, great. Now you can evolve. Now you can start to like come into your own, you know? And so that's why with the Oliver thing, I was like, okay, fine. You're asserting yourself. You are, you know, exploring your options. Great. But no.
Yeah.
No, she was just, I guess that was a red herring. Was that throwing people off of the trail?
You know, I don't think so, because I don't think that Tom and Rachel did anything until guys' night.
Before
that. So it happened before that.
Okay. But the Schwartz thing was definitely throwing people off the trail.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And 100%. That's gross on Schwartz's part. Like, have some fucking self-esteem.
Yes.
Bro, come on. Like, he is too in love with Sandoval.
Mm-hmm. And when he was married to Katie and he would always take up for Sandoval and like even against his wife, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that broke my heart for her. I had a hard time watching her because I just totally related to that feeling of like, I can't say anything. I'm going to be painted as the bad guy. If I, you know, have a problem with what you're doing, I'm an issue, you know, I'm an issue in the marriage, you know, ugh, so
that
annoying.
One dinner between them in Mexico and like, it was so awkward. And then she said, I feel like he loved me, but he never liked me. That I broke at that point.
Yes, that is real. Like, that's why, I mean, call it a reality show, you know, but it's in a disparaging way. But like, we get these real experiences, we get to like really see people going through these things, and like we've all gone through that as well, you know, who hasn't been in a relationship like that where you're like, oh, I just don't think they liked me anymore, you know, the love was always there, but yeah, that's real.
Mm-hmm. They struck lightning in a bottle with this show, honestly. Like no other reality show has been just this profound in our culture, even before this.
Yeah, from the start too.
Yeah,
because I started rewatching this as well, and I'm like, the whole Stassi, I mean, she just blew it out of the water from the beginning. She was so snarky and smart and funny and cutting. You know, it's almost like Bethany from Real Housewives of New York. You know, where you're just like, oh, this is gold.
Yeah. Bethany blocked me. I was upset, but
What happened?
When she put out that she was doing the skinny girl toasters, I was like, what? Like, you told Sonia she had a cheater brand for Tipsy Girl, and now you're putting out toasters, and she blocked me. And I'm like,
wait, toaster ovens? Really? Or just toasters?
Yeah. Like a toaster oven.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. She very much strikes me as like an I can dish it, but I can't take it person.
Definitely. Yeah.
But
yeah.
She's still good TV.
She's still great TV. And that's what I say to people. They're like, you know, oh, I don't like her. I don't like her. And I'm like, but it's great TV. I wouldn't hang out with them in person, but they're great TV.
And then I feel like the people that are horrible TV, like I would love. Like Leah McSweeney complains all the time on TV. I feel like I want to go out for dinner with that girl because we hit it off.
Right. Exactly. I definitely agree. There are certain people that I'm like, not the best. Not the best storylines, but I definitely would be friends with them in real life.
Totally. Are you excited for the reunion? I'm like so excited. And then I realize I work part-time in an ear piercing shop, and I'm like, damn it, I'm going in tomorrow night. So I'm going to have to wait like 2 more hours to watch.
Oh God. Yeah. Well, I always watch my stuff streaming, so I'm going to have to wait anyway.
Yeah.
But then I stay off social media so I don't get any spoilers.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. I wish I had somebody to watch it with, but Matt doesn't watch it. So I might just make him watch it with me. So just because I explained everything to him on the show this past week, I feel like maybe he can appreciate it. I don't know. I just want somebody to like punch while I'm like, oh my my God.
I feel like it's pure entertainment. And even if you didn't know what was going on, you could walk in and get the gist of it and absorb it.
Yes.
And James exactly. calling people a poo-poo head, like, you can appreciate that if you've never seen the show. That got me so many times.
He has the best lines. Like, I would never want to be around that guy in person, but he has the best lines.
Oh, my God. There's three moments this season. Number one, which we haven't seen, was the poo-poo head. Then it was, like, the fine china. Like, I say that around my house all the time. And then the part where he burnt his eye, and it was like, Ale!
Ale! Ale, what'd you do? You want to get in my eye?
Like, apparently it wasn't the alcohol, and like he runs out and like hits his wall.
It was water. Such a dramatic queen.
Yeah, not to be like, oh, I hate men, but that's why like women give birth and men don't. Like,
yeah. Yeah, no, there's the population would die out.
Totally. I'm trying to think. Do you have any predictions now that we know it's not that Raquel is pregnant, of this big thing that's like, it's going to be revealed, something that no one ever knew before?
I don't know. I can't even like, I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, yeah. What would it be? I have no idea.
I feel like it's going to be a letdown. Like, now that they've hyped it up.
Probably will be. Yeah. I mean, we've already gotten so much. Like, I can't imagine what it would be. I don't know.
Yeah. The only thing I can think of is maybe someone actually knew.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Maybe like, but who? Maybe Sheena? Did Sheena know?
I don't think she did. Because she's ride or die Ariana.
Right. And I think she, yeah, that's true. No, there's no way she would know. No, it couldn't have been maybe James?
Maybe.
Maybe. Because remember when Lala was saying, you know, her theory to him, like he didn't react.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really have a reaction. He was just kind of, it was very subtle. I don't know. Maybe it's James.
That's a good guess. And that could explain why he was like super extra snarky to Raquel this season.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Yeah. That's my theory.
Okay, we're going to see if you're right tomorrow. I'm going to stick with that theory, too.
Yeah, I think so. Oh boy, I can't wait.
I know. I'm literally counting down the hours. Like, first of all, this show has influenced me so much. Like, every single product they put out, I'm like, well, I'm going to buy it. Like, my boss and I joke that the CEO of our company should just write checks out to, like, Ariana and Katie.
Yes.
Buying so much shit. But I have, like, the Every Night is VPR Night sweatshirt. Like...
Yes. Did you buy any of the doe-eyed bitch eyeshadow when she changed it? Was it eyeshadow?
No. Yeah, it was eyeshadow. And the funny thing is, I went to, like I mentioned earlier, the Give Them Lala pop-up downtown, and that was maybe 2 weeks before this all came out.
Oh.
And she was selling the palette there, because obviously there was nothing wrong yet. And I was like, do I buy it? Like, it's super cute. Do I not buy it? And then when it was discounted, I was still on the fence. And by the time I was like, all right, maybe I'll buy it, it was like sold out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a collector's item.
I know. I know. She needs to rebrand it, because that was a really, really cute palette.
Yeah, she probably will. I mean, she, you know, restructure it. She's very smart. Savvy.
Oh, she's hysterical. Send it to Daryl.
Yeah. Yes.
I wonder if the guy must feel walking around like he's like, I'm a lawyer, but also I'm like a pop culture icon.
I know. He tells people that he works with and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, what does like, that mean?
God bless Daryl. One more like section before we wrap up. Sheena and Raquel, the whole restraining order. What are your thoughts on that? That pissed me off to no end.
I know. I didn't understand why she was showing up so upset. I thought Sheena was like making the whole thing about her. And then mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, yes, the restraining order. I mean, you know, I think she got upset and she probably, you know, was talking and like scratched her friend, or even if she like put her hands on her, you know, in the heat of the moment. I don't know. I can't say that I never have like put my hands on somebody else. Haven't we all? But.
Mm-hmm.
Her fingernail probably scratched her eyebrow, and that's it. For Raquel to take out her restraining order, I mean, I lose even more. Was there any respect left? Like, I lose even more respect for her, you know? It's like you're digging yourself in deeper. Mm-hmm. Who is giving you advice on this? This is, unprecedented levels of just grossness, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. That it just struck me as like, so is anybody truly your friend? Were you just, was this real in any way for you to Sheena?
Yeah. And apparently, like, the timeline, I think Sheena brought this up on her podcast, but the whole, like, non-punch happened. They went back on two separate flights. They were supposed to hang out all with Ariana later that night. Obviously, that didn't happen. She didn't hear from her. Rachel was calling her friends like, oh, yeah, like, I deserved what happened to me, like, blah, blah, blah. And then 2 days later, it was a restraining order.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's anything to make her look like the victim, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe this will get some sympathy. You can just hear the PR people spinning it, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh, you have to get on the top of this fast to make yourself look like the victim. I think that's all it was, you know. As a result, she lost another friend. You know, maybe there was some way. Well, there probably was no way that she and Ariana or Sheena were going to be friends again. But, you know, she just completely alienated herself from the group. There's no way she's coming back. If she comes back to the show, who's she going to hang out with?
I know, that's true.
Instead of all, because, I mean, are they going to stay together? Haven't they already broken up?
Now, rumor has it they broke up, but then on Watch What Happens Live, Ariana said that Rachel was sending mail to the house. So, I mean, mail takes a couple days to come in, so who knows if that's, like, a delayed thing. But then Tom was seen with some influencer. Now he's saying they're just friends. I don't know.
I don't know.
I want to know how, like, do they find these people so quickly and I can't even get a DM returned? Like,
well, they're national headlines.
Okay, honey, that's so fair. You know what? I feel a little bit better about myself.
You would be getting just as much attention, trust me. I mean, I kind of find them boring now. I'm kind of like, oh, who gives a fuck about them? You know, I want to watch the reunion, obviously, but I don't want to give them any more of my attention after that. Like, I want to see Ariana thrive.
Yes.
And I want to see Sandoval just disappear into oblivion. You know, that's all I care about. Because he's really not good TV. I mean, he thinks he is. Yeah. And this has been good TV. But he just wishes he was like a Hunter S. Thompson character. And he's really just a douchebag, you know?
Yeah, with his whiteout nail polish and Thunderbolt lapels from the discount aisle at Party City. Like,
right. No, I mean, Jax was a douchebag, but he was great TV because he was such a meathead, you know? Sandoval is just, he's just too inauthentic. If he was genuinely, I feel like he's just, he's just boring, honestly. And he's trying to be interesting and it just doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree with pretty much everything you had to say. I feel like this was so much fun. I feel like I'm talking to someone I know for years about TV. You definitely need to talk about this more on Watch It.
I will. I definitely will. I went off with Matt because I explained the whole thing to him. And so there was like a lot of yelling, a lot of very dramatic moments. I recreated Sandoval's crying. It was fun, you know, so there'll be more of that.
Oh, my God. I love that. Please tell everyone where they can find you.
You can listen to Watch It with Matt and Glennis on every platform. You can find me on my socials at Phantom Glennis, and I'm on TikTok, Glennis the Menace, and I do characters and improv and stuff on there and voiceover, and that's me.
Sick. Thank you so much for joining, Glennis. You're now a friend of the show. You're welcome back anytime.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts after the reunion.
Yes. And thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Believe in Bravo Besties podcast. If you're listening, please rate this and Watch It and any of your other favorite podcasts, like 5 stars, because it really helps us. We gave up a lot of our time to do this just for you. Slap that subscribe button like a cute little tush. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Diana Jebbia. Believe is at Believe Network and Believe Lifestyle. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.